But even more prescient are Seneca's observations about why the spectacle of torture can, as he says, coerce and master the mind. They overwhelm the capacity for coping. And the implication is that the human sensory and reactive capacities can absorb only so much before shutting down. And this is indeed the point of the work that you cite, Bill, by Judy Herman in Trauma and Recovery. Certain threats and encounters with violence are traumatic, she says, quote, because they overwhelm the ordinary human adaptations to life. This, I think, is what Seneca is pointing to. Now, Seneca has in mind torture that's not interrogational. I presume it's torture for spectacle, punishment, or sadistic need, and maybe torture that's motivated by the need for extracting intelligence, putatively so, since most do reject that it's an effective method. The victim may believe, correctly or not, that he has some control in stopping the torture. But the main point to understand here and underscore is Seneca's concession that some impressions of dread lead not only to jolts and shocks, but to full-blooded terror in most of us. Now, so there's this idea of nipping an emotion in the bud, catching the aura, and then squelching it.